While the homicide rate in Oakland and many other big U.S. cities climbed last year, in New York, officials marveled at a sharply different trend. Murders were down, way down. Across the city, the number of murders fell below 600 for the first time since 1963. And in Manhattan, the 82 people who died represented the smallest number of recorded murders in the area for more than a century. Billy Gorda is a former New York police captain, now a reporter at the New York Post. He says a number of factors are responsible for the drop.
First of all, the credit has to go to the police. There was a feeling when crime was going up that among police that you really couldn't do anything about murder. People have been killing each other since Cain and Abel. And when Mayor Giuliani came in and brought Police Commissioner Bratton in, they turned around the thinking of the department in that not only can you do something about it, there's a moral imperative to do something about it. And the difference that Bratton brought to the police department is he expected accountability. He expected police commanders to do something about the crime instead of just reporting it and processing it. I mean, that was completely unprecedented. And it energized the rank, and people started to come up with some pretty inventive solutions about how to address crime in general. Among the things that we gave a lot of credit to early on was just in simple quality of life enforcement. Perpetrators would be less likely to carry guns on the street because they'd be face-to-face with police.
So the idea was to start to, you know, pick up pickpockets, loiterers, shoplifters, and things like that.
Beer drinkers, guys playing dice on the street, things where disputes are going to arise, where eventually somebody's going to take out a gun and shoot somebody, and just get rid of that right from the street right at the outset.
Did the three strikes laws or the mandatory minimums have anything to do with this drop in homicide rates?
Well, I'm not certain about that, but I did notice, it seemed anyway, that judges, as the crime drop started to fall, and remember this was the first big success of the Giuliani administration, and it got a lot of play in the papers and in the media, that judges all of a sudden didn't want to be singled out as the weak link in the chain, and the gavel started to fall a lot harder. That instead of 4 years for a homicide, people were getting 20.
So some of the repeat offenders that were cycling back onto the streets and causing problems are spending more time behind bars.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And let's never forget that prison space doubled in New York State throughout the course, I believe it was the 80s. So that really made some room for them all upstate.
Community-level policing is something that a lot of police departments around the country have experimented with. Did that make a difference here, the visibility, seeing a cop walk the beat?
Without a doubt. Now, that was the hallmark of the previous administration. That happened under the Dinkins administration. And what that did is actually gave us some moral authority to do the street crackdowns we did later because we had made inroads with the community, and we knew what the community was about. We took the time to learn what was going on first. And I don't think there was any plan to do one and then the other. It just happened that way.
So help me understand how that makes a difference, actually having a cop walk the beat, get to know the people in the community.
I have to tell you, you know, I was a cop for 20 years. I was a police captain by the time I retired, and I still like seeing a cop walk the beat. I feel better when I see a cop on patrol. And you never know what you don't prevent when you're out there, but you know it didn't happen there.
Unfortunately, these statistics are often cyclical. A period of decline is usually followed by an increase in crime and homicide. Do you expect that this trend will continue, and how long do you think this might last?
Well, I would have expected it to bottom out a couple of years ago, so I'm still stunned at what's going on now, at the continued decreases. But I can't see it going much lower than this. You know, at some stage of the game, you're going to get down to the basic Cain and Abel killings. You know, if there were homicides, you know, just outside the gates of the Garden of Eden, you know, it's probably going to be homicides in a city of 8 million people. But what you want to do is stop it from becoming endemic and become a part of the culture.
I understand there were three homicides reported so far today?
Yes, ma'am. It was a busy night for the police.
Is that a harbinger for things to come?
Well, I certainly hope not.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, not at all. Delighted.
Billy Gorda is a reporter for the New York Post, and he was with the New York City Police Department for 20 years.